You see, what happened is, Sun Xiu, based on his understanding, he has not penetrated the true mind. He has not understood the true nature within. Means, Sun Xiu is neither here nor there. Understand? Not? Where is Sun Xiu? Sun Xiu is here. Understand? Not? And he actually not bad. At this level, he know mindfulness is very important. Then he also came to know that according to the Theravada tradition, the Buddha's teaching, he said our physical body, the form and mind, is very useful. That's why he said our body is like a bohi tree. What is a bohi tree? Yeah? Tree of enlightenment, isn't it? The Buddha got enlightened underneath there, isn't it? So this stanza, the body is like a bohi tree, match exactly with what Sakyamuni Buddha mentioned under the Dhammapada saying. He said, within this phantom-like body, along with perception, thought, and mindfulness or awareness, I proclaim the world, the cause of the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path that lead to the cessation. Means within the physical body, he realized the Four Noble Truths. Understand? That's why that one brings about enlightenment. So when he say our body is like a bohi tree, it's very good, matching. But he also know beyond that, not only Dhammapada verse on the phantom-like body, he also know in the cultivation, the four foundations of mindfulness that will bring about enlightenment in the here and the now, at the anagami level at least. And if no more fetters, or if all the fetters removed, you will become an arahant. You can realize arahantship. So he was doing the sainthood way. So he was trying to make use of that understanding that this so-called physical body, yeah, has all the thing that is needed to cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness. First foundation is what? Kaya nupasana. Your physical body is a kaya, isn't it? True or not? That's why the first category of cultivation under the Satipatthana Sutta, the four foundation, is kaya nupasana. And there are five categories of practices. What are they? First one is basic anapanasati, to train your mind to be aware, mindful. Then after that, he said, straight away, don't go and do all the jhana or the thing. Yeah? He followed the other two teachers, Alara Udaka. He's not satisfied. He still cannot realize the enlightenment that's supposed to answer why he go forth and left the palace when he saw the foresight. So what he did was, he continued with the cultivation. Then he realized, after anapanasati, after you have developed sati, mindfulness, stabilize it, you're supposed to go into daily mindfulness, understand not? That's why second category is mindfulness of the four postures. And this is very important. Standing, aware. Walking, aware. Lying down, aware. Sitting, aware. Then all the connecting posture, the third category of practice, sati sampajana, mindfulness, and clear comprehension of all action, all movement in the present moment. That's why in that Sati Sampajana Sutta, the Buddha said, standing aware, looking forward aware, bending, turning, stretching aware, putting on the shoulder cloth, the monk's robe and all the things, everything aware, everything you do aware, even answering nature's call, aware, mindful. But people don't understand. They say, "Ayo, answer nature's call, so aware. Aware for what? Smelly or something." Because you don't understand. This is how you cultivate. Just aware. No need to do anything. No need to know. No need to do. The moment you develop this awareness, that kaya, that anchor your awareness to it, will make you fully aware. And this will lead to heedfulness. Well, this is daily mindfulness. If you cannot be mindful throughout the day, then you will be heedless. Understand? That's why since you know that after you have developed the daily mindfulness, the initial wisdom will arise. That's why daily mindfulness is the key to penetrating the Buddha's teaching. That's why don't underestimate the daily mindfulness. That's why awareness-based meditation is to stabilize the inner awareness, to be aware throughout the day, most of the time. So when you understand this, then you will know what to do. That's why since you know, kaya, no personal, I can cultivate with this physical body. Then second category foundation is what? Vedana, no personal. Within the form and mind, do you have feeling, Vedana? You have, isn't it? That's why you can cultivate it. Then within the form and mind, do you have the citta? Citta no personal. You can cultivate, isn't it? Then within your form and mind, how do you know the world? How do you interact with the world? Through your senses, isn't it? This is where you can learn Dhamma, truth. That's why within your six sense door, within your form and mind, within your phantom length body, you can also develop Dhamma Nupassana. That's why the four foundation of mindfulness is there. So, what happened is, since you understand this, that's why the stanza, my body is like a bohi tree. But when he talked about the mind, he stuck here. He got it wrong. You read the second stanza, the mind is like a mirror bright on a stand. What is that mind? That is your mundane mind. Because that one keep on reflecting through your senses. And he thought there is a stand there. And a mirror bright, that to him is the awareness, or sati, But that one is not the sati. That thing that has a stand, it dwells, understand? The true mind, pure awareness nature, never dwells, understand? That's why what he says is, this one he thought is the true mind. He said, the mind is like a mirror bright on a stand. Then the third stanza is what? Polish it until it shines. Means fully aware until no dust can alight. So he thinks by doing that, he can become enlightened. Understand not? Means no more dust. What is dust? Defilement and all those things. But can you live life if you do that? Every day, polish until it shines, so that no means you guard your mind until he doesn't understand that wisdom free. When you have the direct seeing, you awaken with the wisdom, the upeka mind, it does not get itself stirred or affected. The wisdom is the one that free, but he's not using wisdom, he's using that sati, polish until it shines, means every time, guard it. How to live life. That's why he gets stuck. But according to the fifth patriarch, not bad. Because this is a sainthood way, understand? To develop the anagami until arahantaship, you can. And in fact, without the four foundation of mindfulness, you can also realize the first stage of sainthood, sotapannaship, and sakadagami, the second stage of sainthood. And that is written in the 10th step of the Avijja Sutta. And you can see them very clearly. So because of that, the fifth patriarch told the monks, he said, practice according to this gatha and you will not fall into the evil rhyme. This statement is very true, isn't it? When you are a sotapan, means you will definitely keep your five precepts and you will not fall into the willful state, the evil rhyme. And you will receive great merit because sainthood way is an enlightenment. You will receive great benefit. See, light incense and pay respect to this gatha, recite it, and from there you will see your essential nature. Means you see your pure awareness nature first, then you will realize your true nature, your essential nature, 本来的面目, original nature. That is how the fifth patriarch understood. And he's trying to hint Shen Xiu. But Shen Xiu, not that level means not that level. Cannot understand. And the fifth patriarch gave him a chance. He called him. So when Hong Ren, the fifth patriarch, privately told Shen Xiu, you have arrived at the gate of enlightenment, but you haven't entered it. Do you know what is the meaning or not? What is the gate of enlightenment? Means he has cultivated the four foundations of mindfulness. And when you cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness, you're supposed to like develop it until the wisdom arise, understand or not? Then with the wisdom arise, you will know how to cease the form and mind and realize the enlightenment. That's why he said he has developed the four foundations until he's at the gate of the gate of enlightenment. But he don't know how to go in. You know why? He don't know how to go in. What is his problem? No. Nothing to do with the enlightenment factor. Because he don't understand what cultivation is. I already told you, it's wisdom that free, isn't it? He's supposed to develop the wisdom to free. But what he is doing is like most vipassana people, cultivator, practitioner. Pardon me for saying that. Not all, most. You know what they do? When they don't note the rising and falling, means what? They are not doing vipassana, isn't it? So what is Shen Xiu's vipassana? He polish until it shine. You know? Because he think you have to do that. You know? If you are not doing that, means it's just like you are not doing the so-called meditation that can lead to enlightenment. So as long as like the 6R said, you don't do the 6R, it's like you are not meditating. But they don't realize you meditate to realize the wisdom and go beyond another. So he doesn't do that. He's stuck, caught in duality. And what is the duality? He create himself, understand not? He create defilement, understand not? Means what? Wholesomeness. Yeah, thought-based. Wholesomeness, understand not? The unwholesome defilement. So what happened is the Buddha in his teaching already taught that wisdom, but he never read it. The Buddha in Theravada tradition said, imas means sati idang hoti. Imas means asati idang arhoti. What is the meaning? Means if you create defilement, then the opposite, which is not defilement, is what? Wholesomeness, not wisdom. This is still within the field of thought, understand? So it's just like good. When you create good, whatever is not good is wrong. True enough. And you say, if this is right, whatever that is not right is wrong. Sorry. This one should be. So this is where Shen Xiu make the mistake. So the Buddha say, when this arises, that arise. This is what duality is. And the Tao, Lao Tzu's teaching, is also like that. It's very good, yin and yang. So when you manifest one side, the other side automatically exists. So you create duality, then you want to overcome duality. That's why thought-based meditation cannot penetrate. Because this is a pair. You cannot want this and reject this. You understand that? That's why the Buddha say, imas means sati. When this arise, that arise. How do you end this? When this ceases, when you don't create, automatically there is no right and wrong, good and bad, wholesome and unwholesome, understand not? Or defilement. You see the point or not? This is how you meditate with the pure awareness nature to see that this defilement or duality are all created by your mundane mind, your mundane thinking. And this is not the direct seeing. the direct seeing as they are. That's why 神秀 doesn't know how to end this mundane mind. It doesn't know how to develop the wisdom so that the mundane mind realizes itself and cease. When you don't create, means what? There is no craving, understand or not? You don't crave after right and wrong, good and bad, wholesome, unwholesome. You don't label those mind states as defilement. That's why the Buddha is an expert in sajna, tatata. He can see things as they are. No right, no wrong. No good, no bad. Thing is just the way it is. Deluded people do deluded things. They are just the way they are. It's not about right and wrong. Understand? The world is the world. We are conditioned like that. Things will be like that. There is suchness. But Sensu doesn't understand. That's why the fifth patriarch is very wise. He give a hint to Huineng. To Sensu. He said, you are at the gate of enlightenment, but you haven't entered it. With this level of understanding, you still have no idea of what the Supreme Bodhi Mind is. But he hinted to him, he said, upon hearing my words, you should immediately recognize your original mind, the essence of your true nature, means the essential nature, which is unborn. He somehow hinted to him, no, unborn and unceasing. But that nature is a nature, it's not a being. No. It cannot come out and live life. That's why it's unborn. And it doesn't have condition to manifest. That's why unceasing. No arising, no ceasing. 不生不灭. At all times, see it clearly in every thought. Means what? You must develop the stability of this inner awareness so that you are always with that awareness nature. That is what you're supposed to develop as understanding. Then only the mind can be free of all mental hindrance and all the duality. So in the one reality, everything is, what is that word? And all phenomena are just as they are. Means when you realize this, then you will know all phenomena is just the way it is, suchness. Understand? Based on the five panchaniyama. Then in the one reality, everything is real. Understand? But this one is exists. Understand? But it's not a conditioned world. It's the unconditioned. You have to realize it. Understand? You have to awaken to it. You have to go beyond the mundane thinking. That's why beyond thought, beyond mind. That is what the Dhamma is. So now you understand. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then, what is the difference between Huineng's poem and Shen Xiu'an? He completely tear it apart, isn't it? Why? Because he has realized this. He knows there is a Buddha nature. But he doesn't know how to apply the understanding of using the pure awareness nature and the mundane mind to live life. Understand? That's why he needs to see the fifth patriarch. And later on in the teaching, when he met with the patriarch, later on when we read, the patriarch explained to him the Diamond Sutta. Then he came to a partner. He said, this mind, he said, actually referring to the mundane mind, you must know how to use it and yet not deceived by it. He become completely enlightened. Fully enlightened. Because that is the last secret. How to live life. Understand? But this one, although it's not real, impermanent, not what you think, but this is a reality within existence. Understand? And to live life, you must know how to use it, but yet not deluded by it. Understand? This is how since you become like greatly awakened, no? Ahuineng, sorry. Then he, after that, he can explain to the fifth patriarch how amazing, he said, that this nature is complete on its own. How amazing. Nothing is apart from this nature. Where from this nature, all things arise. Understand? No? That's why the teaching is so profound, so beautiful. And to penetrate this, you cannot go by the usual, the so-called thought-based teaching, or limited by just the Theravada traditions, what they call that type of sutta thing that you don't have the enlightened being to explain to you. Because what has been taught is the traditional so-called knowledge-based, scholar-based type of traditional teaching. And they cannot link to all this that is in the Mahayana teaching. That's why to them it's like Mahayana, like not right. A lot of things they cannot link, cannot explain, cannot comprehend. But when you understand, there is no difference, isn't it? Any difference, huh? When you understand, thing is just the way it is. That's why Sakyamuni Buddha, he has this perfection and wisdom as a Sammasambuddha. That's why he taught actually only the truth, Dhamma. But human beings break it into Theravada tradition, Mahayana tradition, and Vajrayana tradition. How did it come about? Because the human mind, what is Theravada tradition? Yeah? What is the meaning? Thera. Ah, the elders, understand? Means these are the conservative group, understand not? Anything not sure, chop it off, understand not? Don't want to take in. That's why they call them the Hinayana last time. Small vehicle. They don't like the word, understand not? Small vehicle. Then Mahayana is the big vehicle. So they got very, very upset. And because of that, they changed to Theravada, means the teaching of the elders. But their teaching is called what? Orthodox teaching. You heard of that word? Orthodox means very traditional, understand not? Whatever not sure, chop. And you based on that, you are limited, understand not? That's why all these are division from the mind. The Buddha never teach Theravada, Mahayana and Vajrayana. The Buddha teach only the Dhamma, understand not? Of course, he got the various type of sutta to explain when he went up to the mother who has been reborn in the Tawatinsa heaven, Tusita heaven, where he preached the Mahayana teaching, the so-called Mahayana teaching, because that teaching is different when he was up there. And he manifests a transformation body up there. That's why all this, when you understand, then it becomes like very clear to you. Mm. Then come to Shen Xiu, because he got this understanding. How did he tear, Hui Neng, how did he tear Shen Xiu's poem apart? The first stanza of Shen Xiu is, Sen Ru Pu Ti Su, the body is like a Bohi tree. Then his opening stanza is what? The first stanza. Pu Ti Peng Wu Su. Bohi is not a tree, understand? Bohi is wisdom. That's why he doesn't know wisdom free. Bohi is wisdom. It's not a tree, understand? Pu Ti Peng Wu Su. Then the Ming Jing Tai, the Xing Ru Ming Jing Tai, he tear it apart. No? Ming Jing Yi Fei Tai. That is the mundane mind, understand? That is not the true mind, understand? It's without the stand. Then he said, Ben Lai Wu Yi Wu. Originally, there was nothing. Why you going to create defilement and wholesomeness? Why you want to polish it until it shines so that no dust has light? He said, originally there was empty, nothing inside there. That's why when the understanding is there and the understanding not there, the two poem actually completely different. So now you understand, originally there was nothing. Means what? Your true mind has nothing, isn't it? No duality, no word, nothing, isn't it? Then, 本来无一物, originally there was nothing. That one I explained. Because in the pure awareness nature, it's just that nature. No thought, nothing, no duality. Understand not? That's why he said originally that mind, that true mind, is empty. then where can the dust alight? 何处惹尘埃? Which means the dust created by your mundane thinking that manifests as duality, you cling on to it, understand? That's why he cannot penetrate. That's why Huining, no. Originally there was nothing. So what is there to cultivate, understand not? You understand or not? Originally no duality, you didn't create, but there is no mundane mind that has that delusion to create. That's why originally means 本来无一物, well, that refers to the true mind. The true mind has nothing. Before the creation, how can it have anything? No word, no concept, no duality. That's why when you understand that this one originally is empty, well, from here all things arise, but within is the unconditioned, empty. Then where can that duality, that one creator delusion, alight? It cannot stay there. Because this true pure awareness nature is just an awareness nature. It doesn't attach, cling, deludedly grasp and hold on to all this creation which he has awakened to. That's why there is no way this one can give him trouble. So Huining tear Shen Xiu's poem apart with that understanding.